gentlemen, freaks and geeks, grab your smokes and take some totes, because it's time for Fatal Four Way Radio with your host, Minister I'm Sinister, brought to you in part by WrestlePorn.com. And now, Fatal Four Way Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to the show. This is Fatal Four Way Radio right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. And I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister. Let's get to the phone lines. Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome headliner Joe Bates.
Me. I'm that guy, he said. All right.
Joe Bates, everybody. Also with us today, give it up for, Christian from Philly. What's going on?
Feliz Navidad, everybody. It's almost that time of the year, almost already. Christmas, everybody.
Oh, man. Christmas with Christian in Philly. Oh, dear God. And also with us today, ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause for Batman, what's going on?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. He's already talking about Christmas. He's already got me this Christmas feeling. You forgot about Thanksgiving. It's like 10 days away. Come on, man.
That's a good Bing Crosby you got there, if that is indeed who did it.
The what?
What's going on, guys? I've got you all here right now, man. Welcome to the show, and I want to thank everybody for joining us. By the way, we did fall in the numbers last week, guys. We fell in the numbers, so we got to kick it up a little bit this week, man. The Monday night show took us in the ratings this week. The first time in a long time that happened. So we got to step it up here, guys. I want you to be confrontational, racial, fucking talking down about women, everything, all the good stuff that brings a
ratings.
Nah, man, I'm kidding. Listen, guys, we're going to have a great show because we only have three things to talk about, not including the predictions that we're going to do. So let's go ahead and kick it off, man, right off the bat. I was looking for things to talk about on the show this morning, guys, when I came across this article. Actually, not this morning, this afternoon. And I came across this article on Wrestling Inc. Good article. Daniel Yanovsky, I guess. Triple H thinks WWE main roster talent going to NXT could be a game changer for them. And I wanted to talk about that, guys, just because I've been saying this shit for a long time now. We could see this happen. And you know what? Now they're writing about it. And even Triple H is talking about it. He actually said, I think you can be at one place. I think you can be at a place where you can see in NXT. They're also at the point where you can see some talent that have been on Raw and SmackDown for periods of time, who have had some success or haven't for whatever reason, who aren't being utilized, go back to NXT. I've been talking about this for a while now. A talent who doesn't decide, doesn't get a lot of exposure on SmackDown and moves to Raw, it could be a game changer for them. And all of a sudden, they can do something different. I do think it, NXT, is a third brand. So I'd like to get your guys' thoughts on this, because I've been saying this for a long time, man. Look, if you're not working out on the main roster, go to these guys. These guys are here to help you. Okay? They want you to grab for that imaginary back freaking brass ring. So go to them. Tell them, hey, look, man, I'd like to try something different. Why not go back to NXT? You don't even have to rebrand yourself or come up with a new gimmick. Although, why not? You know, wrestlers have done that shit throughout time where they come back as a new character. I mean, freaking Kane, one of my favorites of all time, used to be a freaking dentist. You know, I mean, shit happens. So, yeah, man, I'm not opposed to that. And, guys, let's start out with Joe Bates here. What are your thoughts on this, man? Do you think it would be a good idea to have somebody from Raw, say a mid-level talent, all of a sudden go down to NXT, maybe beat up a few guys, or change completely, reboot completely? And who do you think would be good at that right now, to do something like that right now?
Well, I don't know. I like that you had to look up stuff to talk about for this week. Like, this week wasn't a crazy week, but I would say I'm not actually for people going from the WWE roster down to NXT unless it's like a complete reboot. Because to me, once you start bringing people back to NXT and putting them back on NXT, like let's say like Tyler Breeze or somebody like that, I feel like you risk NXT becoming stale. And the one thing about NXT that makes it exciting is that almost every year the top people seem to be completely different than the year before, and you don't really see anybody new. I think what WWE needs to do is start firing some of these mid-level talent that are just not getting over on WWE, and just kind of start clearing room that way to move people up. Because I think if you start moving people back down to NXT, it's not going to be enjoyable. They're not going to really get out of their character because they're going to be too nervous about what made them successful in WWE and get there in the first place. I don't see anything good coming out of that. I think what you actually need to do is start removing some of the wrestlers that aren't working in the higher brand.
Let me ask you, Joe, do you follow NXT? Do you watch it?
I have not watched NXT in a little bit, but I still know what's going on. You know, I haven't fully watched it.
Right.
I'm excited for TakeOver Saturday. But, like, they got Matt Riddle is going to be huge, I think, coming in there. And then they have, Velveteen Dream is, like, one of my favorite wrestlers. So I try to get his stuff every now and then. And I think Adam Cole will be big. But if you have these guys and then you introduce, like, the Ascension back into NXT, I think you're gonna feel like you have to give the Ascension kind of a bump, which I don't think anybody really wants, unless they're being used to promote NXT talent and make them look successful. But
you bring an interesting point that I had not thought of. Frankly, I don't watch NXT, so I had not thought about the points that you bring to it, and that it would make it, you know, seem like, hey, man, wait a minute. They didn't work out over there, and now they're over here, and they're taking away from the new talent even. Let's get to somebody who does watch NXT. Let's go to Batman on this. Batman, what are your thoughts on this, and who could use this bump in your eyes? Could anybody on the current roster maybe go back and redevelop themselves?
Well, I mean, it's nothing new. Honestly, when OVW was around, they would bring superstars back to OVW. Like, there's one of the most famous ones was Big Show. Big Show, for a while, when he started gaining weight, like, I think it was, like, I don't know if it was a little before or a little after his ECW run, they brought him back to OVW to try to get himself back together. He still needed a little bit more to learn. Like, he had, like, not ring rust, but he just wasn't there all the way. And then they have done it. I think when NXT first started, they would bring Cesaro back in, TJ Wilson, or TJ, Natty Neidhart's husband. They would bring him in. Other superstars, they'd put him back in there. Not back, but they would, like, at least guest spots, you know, every once in a while. And they would give them a run. Because I remember when what's his name? God, I can't even think of his name right now. Gorgeous. God, what's his name? The one that comes out with the camera. God, I can't. Tyler Breeze.
Yeah,
there you go.
Tyler Breeze.
I keep thinking Brizango, and I know they have separate names. They're not just one thing. Tyler Breeze, when he was doing that series with Cesaro, right? Honestly, that gave Tyler Breeze a good rub, because before that, I believe in Breaking Ground, he was even talking about he didn't know where he was going to go and all this other stuff. But then when they brought Cesaro, who was already a next level, it just showed that, okay, I guess, look, maybe he was a little lame or a little off, but putting him in these matches with a bigger star kind of person, it gives him a bit of a rub. I think it's okay because a lot of companies have done that. Even WWE used to do that back in the day too with other indie companies or territories. When they would sign a person in, they would let them either finish their contract there or they would just, all right, cool, we'll go ahead and bring him back for a guest up. Like, let's say Christian was in the Continental. All right, let's let him go back to Stampede, or let's just say for scenario, let him go to Stampede and bring his Intercontinental Champion just to give that other company a rub. You know what I mean? So it's not unheard
right.
of. And I kind of would agree. You would just have to figure out what stars would be the best for that, because you can't put a John Cena
yeah.
in
it. It was also brought up. I'd like to point out that
yeah.
it was also brought up about the league that they have going on in the UK as well. That people could even go over there if they wanted to go on a run. So I think it would be interesting to see if anybody would actually take them up on that. And also, Christian, there's also, you know, WWE is working, is it with Evolve? Who is it that there's been a lot of talk about?
Yeah.
That WWE has been working with one of the indies.
Yeah, they've been working with a few of them. You'll see
been trying to block New Japan Wrestling and stopping JR. That's all I know. They've been
trying
to
there's
block
one in
New
California.
Japan.
Let me see. Which one is it, guys? Joe, do you know? Let me see here. Look for that. I should have been better prepared on this.
But, you know, speaking of the discussion of NXT, I actually made two separate lists on who should go back and who should they let go. If you have time, we could discuss it. It's only three people each.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so the first person who I think should go back to NXT is Chad Gable. I think he needs to rethink his strategy, come up with a better character, and stay there a little longer. The second person who I think should go to NXT, actually as a debuting member of NXT, is Shelton Benjamin, because wouldn't it be exciting to have Shelton Benjamin in NXT? And the third person who should go back is Tyler Breeze. And the reason why I say Tyler Breeze is because Fandango is still out of injury, and he hasn't really gotten anything else to do on the main roster right now. So maybe put Tyler Breeze back on NXT for a little while longer until Fandango returns. Now, for
Fandango's
the people
been out
who,
for a while.
Yeah. So Tyler needs to do something in the meantime. So the people who I think should be let go are the following: Mojo Rawley, because Mojo Rawley is nothing. He doesn't bring anything. He doesn't
he
actually
came back
do anything.
About 4 weeks ago and had a little run, maybe 5 weeks ago. And had a 2 or 3 week
yeah.
run, and then all of a sudden
yeah.
he disappeared again.
No, he's in main event.
He disappeared because, you know, he's on main event.
Yeah, the second to last person who should go is Apollo Crews. I don't see nothing in the guy. Like, they brought him out too early, but even if he does go back to NXT, I don't see anything from him. And the third person who should go is Nia Jax, and we will discuss why later on during the show. But
well,
she disagrees with you
because a lot of those guys that you mentioned are currently on TV.
Yeah.
You know, Tyler Breeze gets TV time, and so does – he doesn't get that much TV time, but so does Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews gets a lot of TV time. So I don't think it would be suitable for them to let him go or, you know, to move him or fire him, as you said. Joe, do you have any ideas on who you would like to see fired?
You know, I was really excited for Apollo Crews when they came up, but I don't think he's ever going to figure out how to translate what he can do in the ring to getting the audience
Ouch.
On his side. Because he could do amazing things in the ring, but still he – maybe he's young, and maybe going back to NXT would be good. I think Chad Gable was a good person that I'd be okay with going to NXT. Maybe that's something. As people who are tag teams and they break up, they get a singles run in NXT to kind of work their character there. Because I like Chad Gable a lot. Shelton Benjamin would be kind of cool to kind of be a veteran leader there. I stick by. I think the Jinder Mahal thing is done. And it's crazy that he gets more airtime than so many other wrestlers.
The fact that I haven't seen Bobby Roode really on the Hulu version of WWE Raw is ridiculous, but I still see the guy I just mentioned, Jinder Mahal.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind getting rid of Titus O'Neil either, but I know he does a lot of good stuff for charity, but I've never seen that guy over in a match ever, except for the time he fell under the ring. I don't know. It's kind of confusing. I just feel like WWE right now has, like, too many wrestlers, which is not the worst thing in the world. You know, usually they don't have enough, but they're kind of sticking with some of the people for way too long. Kind of when they gave Sheamus a title run and they just had Sheamus in the main event constantly, but they didn't know what to do with him, it just gets
right.
stale
Everybody
real quick.
Started hating Sheamus.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I think we need to start moving up NXT talent in a better way to WWE instead of just assuming that everyone's going to be on board no matter what the character is.
Interesting. That man, any final thoughts on this? And by the way, it's Evolve who is working with WWE. They have been, apparently, since 2015. They've had some type of relationship. I don't know in what capacity.
Yeah, they have, because they've had some stuff, really more because of the people that started coming from Evolve. You always want a history of the people, you know, and especially if they're not like WWE homegrown or they're not from WCW or ECW, they don't really have like the back catalog. So the people that come from like Ring of Honor, Evolve, Dragon Gate, like Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, Samoa Joe, they take especially like that. If you've noticed, they've been doing that with TNA as well or Impact. They'll show little like videos from, you know, their packages or like their history. So they have been working on Molly again, I think, just because to get the history, to get a better feel for the superstar that they're trying to market or whatever. But I think one thing that they should do with NXT too is I've noticed in the beginning they would take their time in bringing the people over. Now it's like within a year they're already bringing them over, and I think that's not a good idea. Like, let them stay there for another year or two. And I get that some of them, okay, because they were already main event stars in
stars.
Other companies.
Right.
Yeah, they were already stars in other companies. So, like, Finn Balor, leave him there for a year, bring him up. Because regardless of whether they're not doing too great story-wise in the main roster, they're still doing good merchandise. They're still good, you know, they still get screen time. For other stars that aren't, like, main, that aren't really, like, established, leave them there for, like, 3 or 4 years. You know what I mean? And let them establish themselves with the crowd, especially because the NXT crowd is a real rabid fan club. You know what I mean? People who watch NXT are like
they
people who used to watch ECW.
They completely build somebody up, and then they get to the main roster, and it's like it's completely downhill from there. I mean, like, let's put a Christian on this
for the final word. They're rushing too many people to get to the main roster.
Let's
you don't
put
need
a Christian
that right
on this. They build up people, and then they bring them down. Like, for example, Sanity. You know, everybody was so high on Sanity, and then they come in, and it's like, it's nothing. It's terrible. It's nothing.
I think it's because Triple H is the one who created these characters, not Vince McMahon himself. So I think, in a way, Vince McMahon is a little jealous of Hunter because he's putting more attention and more worth to all these indie wrestlers, not Vince, because Vince is not the one who okayed NXT. It's Triple H's baby. But Vince McMahon, I think he doesn't like NXT. I think he personally hates it. I think he hates the wrestlers in it, because why else does he have Ember Moon constantly lose every Monday Night Raw to two women back-to-back? Why is Finn Balor treated like garbage? Why is Bobby Roode treated like garbage? And why, unfortunately, Undisputed is going to be treated like garbage.
To be fair, Finn Balor was given the Universal Championship and he got hurt. I think that was the issue with Finn Balor.
No, I mean afterwards. Like, I think they were going to push Balor to be the champion.
I think it's more
think
because
the reason that happened with Finn is that with Finn, it's like what I agree with Joe. The thing with Finn is that he got injured. And then the thing is that, like, because we're so stacked, by the time he came back, like 9 months later,
we already were at a whole different stage. You know what I mean? We didn't need a Finn Balor no more.
Yeah.
Finn Balor just got bad luck.
I think that if Finn wasn't injured, I think Vince was going to screw him either way, because I wouldn't see Finn holding that title for long, even if he wasn't injured.
That's speculatory, but we move on, because the other two things, and that was the only thing really that stuck out. But yeah, Joe, it's kind of chore, man, to talk about this. It's getting kind of bad right now this time of year. But yeah, we move on because we did have some excitement. Every once in a while, things fall in their lap, you know, that forces them to get creative and change things up. A couple of weeks ago, we had the Roman Reigns thing, the leukemia. Hopefully he gets better soon. But essentially, it did fall in their lap because everybody already knew what was going to happen and what was going to go down. And now it forced them to change the game. It forced them to get creative. This week, again, the situation that happened on Monday Night Raw completely forced them to change their game plan. And it was also revealed this week. I was reading some articles earlier, and it was revealed that Daniel Bryan was going to take on Shane O'Mac at WrestleMania. And so we were completely off base, thinking that we were going to see Daniel Bryan versus The Miz at WrestleMania, if that's true. However, I wanted to talk about Nia Jax, though, because Nia Jax injures Becky Lynch, completely making them change everything up. Now it's Charlotte Flair going up against Ronda Rousey at Survivor Series, which we're going to do our predictions here in a little bit. And everything got turned around on him. And poor Becky Lynch, you know, here she is again, because you don't know how long she's going to be out. If it's a broken nose or a broken orbital, you know, the orbital could take a long time. The broken nose, not so much, but still. She still has the title, so I think it's not as bad as maybe it looked. But nevertheless, Nia Jax, a brute in the ring, just jacking up Becky Lynch. Oh, my God. Joe Bates, your thoughts on Nia Jax putting Becky out, and what's going to happen with Becky Lynch now, man? She misses this big opportunity in her career.
This is the fifth or sixth time Nia Jax has really hurt somebody or got close to really hurting somebody. I like Nia Jax based on the last conversations I had, but I mean, I wouldn't mind getting rid of her. I know you can't, but I wouldn't mind getting rid of her. She's dangerous for the people in the ring. In a weird way, though, I think this works out for Becky Lynch, because that one of my favorite Raw moments is her standing in the crowd with her hands covered in blood and her face covered in blood like nothing ever happened.
Oh, man, that was badass. Yes.
That was incredibly, incredibly cool. And I also like that they gave it to Charlotte and Asuka, because I think they would have buried Asuka even more. So Charlotte could take a loss to Ronda Rousey and be fine. And I think it actually works out for Becky Lynch in the end, because not only does she get a cool moment, but they're now going to probably push Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch to WrestleMania. And Becky Lynch right now is my favorite thing in the WWE. She's been killing it. She's amazing. I am entranced when she's on television, which is all you want out of a wrestler. Every time they're on the screen, you're watching it. Exactly. I think it'll be the way it works out, but I also think Nia Jax should be maybe moved to NXT. Maybe that should be moved to NXT as Nia Jax, because she is way behind in being ready to be in the main event or in the main roster.
Let's go to Batman. Did you check this out, Batman? Did you watch the clip in slow motion where she just jacked up Becky Lynch?
Yeah, I want to say one thing. Normally, I don't agree with the new, like, snowflake thing and all this stuff, because sometimes I'm like, yeah, but some people are, you know, what was I going to try to say? So there's a difference between being sensitive and just being a dick, you know what I mean? This is one of those where it's like, quit being so sensitive. Man, this is old school wrestling. Vader used to fucking hurt everybody. To me, this legitimizes Nia. Like, we needed something to make her look tough, because honestly, she don't make herself look tough sometimes. You know what I mean? She's a big girl, but she's always got a smile. not for nothing, if I were a girl, I wouldn't be intimidated by her. I'd be like, oh, this is just a regular big girl. You know what I mean? There's nothing to her. It's like, you know, when you got a lot of muscle but don't know how to use it, this to me legitimizes her toughness. Like, no, she's a big girl. She's going to fucking hurt you. You know what I mean? Like I said, Bader used to do it to every fucking buddy. Bader hurt everybody, dude. But nobody said anything about it. All it did was legitimize him as a tough guy. So to me, that Becky thing, honestly, what happened, instead of somebody saying like, oh, well, you should bring her back, she's hurting too many people, this isn't fucking ballet. You're wrestling. You know what I mean? And Becky said anything. This is one of those hidden things where it's going to make Nia look more legitimately fucking tough. And Becky, she's already doing a good job as a heel. This is making her even, like Joe Bates said, that fucking scene at the end with her with the blood in her face and, like, it was nothing to her, it makes her even look tougher now, too. Like, that is somebody I want to see go against fucking Ronda Rousey now. You know what I mean? That's really, like,
you know,
yeah,
that was a great spot. I really enjoyed the spot. But I have to disagree with you, man. I mean, this is 2018.
Yeah.
This is no longer it's a completely different business than what it was when Bader was around intentionally hurting people.
No, I get that.
This is a different business
that,
now. These guys... Go ahead.
So I was going to say, but imagine, I guess here's the end-all be-all to that scene. Imagine if Raw ended without her bleeding or without her having that nose broken or anything. It would have just ended like a regular fucking takeover. Because she got injured and really sucked the shit out of her. Now I want to see what the fuck goes on in SmackDown and Survivor Series. And I think we said this like in last podcast, this Survivor Series wasn't really looking to be that great. But just for the fact that she got busted in the face and she looked tough, like Rocky Balboa for real, now I really want to see what's going on. Like, it really put in the heat between Raw and SmackDown.
To me, I wanted to see this match. This was like the match I most wanted to see. So, to me, it's disappointing to have Charlotte in there. I mean, it's still going to be a good match. Don't get me wrong. But I am disappointed.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, now,
going
when
to
they
be
finally
Becky
do fight
Lynch versus Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, but now when they
Christian
do fight,
this,
don't tell you don't think it's going to be a little sweeter?
No. Well, it'll definitely be sweeter. It will definitely be sweeter. And this heat that they have going on Twitter, I mean, you know, you've got to feed the fire that way. You have to use this moment. It's happened. You know, the moment has happened.
Yeah,
sure
Ronda and Becky have been really doing
great
job in this Twitter
feud. You've got to put it behind you, and you have to do what you can to make the moment go forward in a badass way as best you can. So, yeah, I agree with the whole heat thing on Twitter and all that shit. I love that they're doing that. You have to utilize that shit. Let's go to Christian on this, man. Give us your thoughts. Nia Jax injuring Becky Lynch and Becky Lynch being pulled from the match as a result.
No, Batman, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to disagree with you on all this, all right? You're supposed to trust your coworkers in the ring. I understand.
Yeah, but there's
accidents. No. I understand that Vader hurt people, right? But that was back then. This is now. This is where everyone is supposed to be safe. They're supposed to trust the people you're in the ring with. This is the sixth time that Nia has injured somebody. She injured Selena Vega in that Battle Royal in the Women's Evolution. She's injured Bayley. She's injured Alexa Bliss at Backlash. She injured Sasha Banks. She's too dangerous in the fucking ring, bro. It's like, how many years has she been in the main roster and she's still injuring people? It doesn't make her look tough. It makes her look like, I can't hear. It makes her look like a health hazard. Safety hazard.
Yeah.
Like, she's dangerous in the ring.
It's like when she did the backbreaker with the wrong knee and almost like seriously hurt her. That doesn't make her look tough, you know. Like this one lurks because it's a punch to the face, but anything else is something you get really hurt, and it's just like, okay, well, that's a botch, you know. It's like when Enzo Amore was going against Simon Gotch, and Simon Gotch threw him the ropes, and they both messed up. No one looks tougher there, and everyone just gets hurt. Like, it's just not, I don't know. It's a cool moment that happened, but it's also dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, how can you accidentally punch somebody in the face? Come on. I mean, if you kayfabe punch, that's yes, but she literally balled her fist and hit her across the nose in the face. How stupid
during
can
a melee,
you be?
During a melee, no less.
Yeah, how
that's
stupid
what I, that's
can
what
you
I don't
be?
Understand. I mean, it wasn't even that good of a melee. They were there was that moment where they were standing in front of Nia Jax, like trying to hold her there, but they weren't really doing anything to hold her, and they were just standing there looking like freaking idiots. And then things changed where they turned around, and then that whole thing happened, and that's where it went downhill from there. But yeah, there was a while there where it looked really bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They were waiting
for
spots what to do and shit.
I'm sorry about that, man, but she's too fucking dangerous. I don't think she should be in WWE no more. I'm sorry. Either she... No, this is for real. I mean, this is like the sixth person she's fucking hurt. If she can't six people she's hurt throughout her entire main roster. Six fucking people.
Ooh.
At this point...
That's a big number.
And if some people said that, Ronda Rousey's gonna hurt people... Before every match, Ronda Rousey goes to the developmental and practices 1 week before the match. So if Rousey can do it, why can't Nia Jax do it? What's her fucking excuse?
Oh, that's a good point. You know, I've been saying for the longest time, man, she's going to fucking hurt somebody out there. And apparently she's already been doing it. I had no idea she had a six people under her belt or five people. Under her belt, now making it six with that broken nose. But I reckon that Becky Lynch will be back sooner rather than later because they would have done stripped her of the title. Moving on, we had other big news today, or not today, but Tuesday night. Complete change up. Just a complete change up, man. And when they announced that it was going to be Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles for the belt, you know, I knew right away that the belt was changing hands. However, I fell asleep and didn't get to watch it, so I watched it yesterday, and sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Title change hands, and, you know, all our predictions are going to be wrong that we made on Monday, but that's why we're making predictions here today, Christian. But we're going to win. But anyway, we have a change-up going on here, guys. They're saying that it was going to be Shane O'Mac versus... They're saying it was going to be Shane O'Mac versus Daniel Bryan. But now that's not going to be the case, obviously, now that Bryan is champion. Or does the title change hands? Where does The Miz fall in all of this? Joe Bates.
I can't see them giving The Miz a face turn, so I think all this hope for a Daniel Bryan Miz WrestleMania is not going to happen. If they still do the Shane McMahon Daniel Bryan with the title, that would be real bad. But in the moment of what it is, I will say that it was a really good match between Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles, very entertaining. I kind of like the switch up because as much as I like AJ Styles and he's one of the best wrestlers in the ring, his character has been pretty stale lately. It's been, hey, this guy's the meanest guy ever to you. Have some great matches with some disqualifications. All right, well, let's do this again. They did it like three times with AJ Styles. But I think I'm interested to see what happens. Daniel Bryan as a heel is pretty entertaining. I think it's going to be good. I'm nervous about the end game with it. Mainly because Miz is not going to have the title in a long, long time now from this one. So that's probably why I'm more excited about it.
That's what it looks like, man. It looks like they're going in a completely different direction. It looks like Miz is going to be left out of this. Speaking of the end game, Batman, what do you see of the end game from all of this as a result of Daniel Bryan winning the title? An apparent heel turn. He definitely beat the shit out of AJ Styles, the main babyface. That's a heel turn. The fans were speechless. They were not doing the yes, yes, yes. What's happening, Batman?
Well, I wouldn't say speechless because that was a pretty loud pop when he won. I don't know, because I saw the Hulu version, so, you know, sometimes they edit shit. Or not sometimes, they edit stuff all the time. But
when he won, it was a big pop. But when he went after AJ after that,
yeah.
Yeah, but see,
it was
I think
cricket.
People know what's up because he, like, okay, after he went after AJ, I was already expecting that because he just low blowed him to win the championship. You know what I mean? So he was already doing a great tactic. So it would only make sense to lead up to that. You know, you're going to hit somebody in the balls, you're going to attack them later on. You know what I mean? So I honestly like it. Brie Bella posted a picture of him. She was like, what'd you post of him with the championship belt? And for one, the picture itself, he looked tough as fuck. Like, he looked like that's the Daniel Bryan I know from, like, you know, Dragon Gate. Real just nitty gritty. But she also put, you know, you got however you win, you're going to win. You got to win regardless, right? So just that whole thing, I actually like it. I mean, maybe that's not the popular, you know, vote here, but I like the whole heel turn. I want him to be heel. I've been wanting him to be heel forever. He is one of those guys that can play heel, so I'm kind of looking forward to see what direction they're going to take him into being a heel, especially since he's by himself. You know, before, I know when he played a heel before, he was with AJ and he was doing all this stuff, but this time he's on his own. I don't think Brie Bella's going to be coming out with him. Is she? You think so? Or do you think they're gonna continue with the Brie and Daniel being as heels?
I think that Brie Bella will be on the shelf for now, but I definitely agree with you. You know, he's a heel, so we have to go on now with him being the heel guy. He's playing a heel character now. Christian, I know you're a heel. You're a heel. I know you are. Are you going to enjoy Daniel Bryan as a heel? And what are your thoughts on him capturing the title? And where does the title go from here? And is Miz left out in the cold on this?
I feel like they should have saved the heel turn after Survivor Series. Because right now, we're in a very crucial and very cautious match between Brock Lesnar and Daniel Bryan. And we all know the history of Daniel Bryan's neck injury. Are they going to make Daniel Bryan take those suplexes at Sunday?
Interesting. Interesting.
I don't think they're going to do something, like, shitty.
Also, who are we? Also, and the reason why I say again after Survivor Series is that both Lesnar and Bryan are both heels. So, who are the fans supposed to cheer for?
Oh, that's another interesting question. Yeah, man, these changes to me, they screwed everything up, man. I was looking forward to, you know, AJ Styles versus Brock Lesnar already. They had already sold me this match. And now, all of a sudden, we have a change-up here. And then that's, you know, what does a change-up do for you, Batman?
I actually like it. Because we're over here, we're doing our predictions and, oh, what's too predictable. And it actually has been for a while. You know, sometimes I think they do that on purpose. We're like, we'll just make it predictable.
Right?
We'll just see what they say. And I bet you Vince sits in his fucking office and be like, ah, ha, 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 I told you they were going to go and shit their pants. You know,
God damn it.
I bet you that's what he's doing. Because
you're
for a
right.
while, that's exactly what we've been talking about in the podcast is that, it's too predictable. Because Christian called out, last podcast we had, you mentioned that, right, Christian? That you literally called out that fucking pay-per-view. Like, you knew what was going to happen right off the bat. You said something that you were
that's
texting
right.
him. You were texting Sinister, and you were, like, just calling it out. And look what happened. Not even a week later, everything flipped the script. They fucking flipped that quarter on all sides.
They listen to the show, man. They're listening. That tells me they're listening.
and it has to be something. It has to be something because they literally everything that we were talking about, they went and flipped the script on us.
Joe, would you agree that they're listening to us right now?
If they're listening, they can follow me on Twitter at Joe Bates Comedy and Instagram at Joe Bates Comedy.
What state are you in, Philadelphia? No, you're in
I'm in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, there you go. Here in Indianapolis.
So, yeah, man, they changed, everything changed up right now. And, you know, one more thing before we go to break, and then we've got predictions, which are going to go by real fast, and we'll probably get out of here early, I promise you. But the mm-hmm. one more thing, though, this is falling in their lap. Joe, do you agree? It fell in their lap. They had to change things up, and now here we are.
I honestly think the Daniel Bryan thing happened because of the Becky injury. I think they did that because they won, because Charlotte Ronda Rousey wasn't that big a deal. Becky Lynch was getting a lot of heat, so they just did it to get pay per view views. Right, and I also
excellent
think that Brock Lesnar is not going to be there for very long, and they want to get that Daniel Bryan Brock Lesnar match out when they're both healthy and wanting to be in WWE.
Yes, because I do want to see this match, too, as much as I'm bitching about it. I mean, it's going to be a good match. Batman, your closing thought on this?
On the Daniel Bryan-Brock Lesnar match?
Yeah.
Dude, I've been waiting for this match forever. Probably for the past 4 years, 5 years now. Because I know Daniel has been very vocal on how he wants the one of the people he wanted to face before retirement was Brock Lesnar. And he's finally got that chance.
Here we
and
are.
As a champion.
He's going to.
And here we are, champion
we
versus
are.
Champion. So it may not have happened the way I wanted it to, but we're getting it. You know what I mean?
Right. Here we are. We're going to get that match. And Christian, your final thought on that match without giving your prediction.
I think, in a way, it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing because either way, Brock was going to win even if he faced AJ Styles. But let's be honest, they value the Universal Champion more than the WWE Championship, even though that's the fucked up way, but it's the truth. So I'm going to say word by word that Daniel Bryan goes for the high knee, but Brock catches him in the F5 and beats him. That's how I see the match is going to end. Or AJ Styles just interferes the match and fucks everything up and ruins it for all of us.
Dude, we're not doing predictions yet, man. You're killing me, bro.
It's not predictions.
Hey, but listen, hold that thought because we're going to talk all about it here coming up after we get back from this break. And you're listening to Fatal 4-Way Radio right here on the World Generation Podcast.
Funk is on a roll. Hey, yo.
Can somebody call my mama? It's about to get funky up in here.
Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show that determines things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. And Radio Renegade, Saturdays at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast, Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
well off. The franchise doing big business. I live this, it's automatic. I win this. Yo, you hear those horns, you finish. A soldier, and I stay under you fighting. Plus I'm storming on these drums like I'm thunder and lightning. Ain't no way you breaking me, kid. I'm harder than nails. Plus I keep it on lock like I'm part of the jail. I'm slaughtering sales competition. I got the whole block wishing they could run with my.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back amidst the booze to the World Generation Podcast Network. Sorry about that there. I had someone at the door. But I digress, and we are back right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. And let's see here. With me, I've got, as always, Batman, headliner Joe Bates, and Christian from Philly. And by the way, Sunday night, we will not be having the greatest podcast, or I'm sorry, the greatest talk show, will not be airing this week because we will be doing a special following Survivor Series right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. You can tune in, and it will be Hollywood Tony P, Double L, Loverboy Langloy, Christian from Philly, and myself, and of course, Batman. And headliner Joe Bates are always welcome to call in. And you as well, you can call in at 619-924-0815. All right, enough of that. Let's get to the Survivor Series picks, guys. We're going to make some picks. And I've got the schedule here in no particular order. However, it looks like I should probably start at the bottom. And I will do that. And we've got 10-on-10 Tag Team Survivor Series Elimination Match Kickoff. And guys, pay attention. This features Bobby Roode and Chad Gable, who are the captains, along with The Revival, The B-Team Lucha House Party, and The Ascension, versus The Usos, who are captains, The New Day, Sanity, and Gallows and Anderson, and the Colognes. 10-on-10 Survivor Series Elimination Match Kickoff. Headliner, Joe Bates.
I don't know if this might be true, and this is probably hyperbole, but this might be one of the most entertaining matches with the least amount of build ever in the history of builds. It's just going to be completely spot heavy. I didn't know who was in this at all. I knew the Usos and the New Day were. Outside there, no clue. They had the tag team battle royale and Braun Strowman broke it up. I didn't know. I don't even know if half those teams in Raw are actually tag teams in Raw. I know nothing of what's going on. And it's going to be a very entertaining match. Like, I know I'm going to enjoy it, but I know so little about anything. And I think SmackDown's going to win because they got the Usos and New Day.
SmackDown, okay. I'm doing a lot of abbreviating here, guys. SmackDown is going to win that. Batman, who do you think wins this one?
I don't know who's going to win, but I agree with Joe Bates, too. I didn't know who was going to be in the tag team elimination thing. I know last time we were talking about, I was like, wow, there's way too many elimination, like Survivor Series matches or whatever now. But it is going to be spot heavy with all these guys tag team-wise. And I did notice that, too. Well, I didn't notice it until you noticed it now. Or until you mentioned it, now I finally noticed that Raw, I don't know who is. Are there really tag teams there? There's not a lot of tag teams on Raw, is there? They've just been like kind of just people just thrown together.
They've got the Revival, Chad Gable, and Bobby Roode, and the new one, the new House Party. Yes.
Okay. Well, see, yeah. I don't. The only one I know about is the first one you mentioned. The Chad Gable and Bobby Roode wasn't too much of a tag team to me. I guess maybe it was, but technically, but.
So who went?
I didn't see a lot of But yeah, I mean, I'm looking for the spots, but I can't really. I don't know who would win this.
So, you're not going to pick one?
Well, I'll go for the Usos.
The Usos? That's SmackDown Live.
Yeah.
Christian from Philly is going to tell us who's going to win this match. So, tell us, Christian.
I want to say Team Blue wins because the Ascension betrays the red team because of Bobby Roode and Chad Gable.
The blue team wins.
Because the Ascension is going to turn on Chad and Bobby.
Okay. I am going to say that the Raw will win this one. I'm going with Raw. All right, let's go to the next match. I'm doing these up backwards, upside down in my list. So, Christian, be sure to jot that down and remind me next week because I did not write down the names of the matches.
Bye.
Just remind me and we'll be fine. The next match up would be the WWE Cruiserweight Championship, Joe Bates, Buddy Murphy champion versus Mustafa Ali.
I think Buddy Murphy just got the title, so I think he's gonna and he's still been pretty entertaining, so I think he's gonna keep it and lead to Mustafa fighting his way back to try and win in the future. So I pick Buddy Murphy.
Christian, and who do you choose?
I choose Buddy Murphy because I think they're gonna have Mustafa win the title at WrestleMania.
I agree with that. I think Buddy has worked too long for him to win this championship, like with his whole reinvention. I don't think they're gonna take it off of him anytime soon. And he really has been killing it, so I think he's earned his spot, and he's earned the time. If they were to give it to him, he's earned that time. And deserves it too, for the Cruiserweight for a while. Basically to carry 205, because him and Mustafa have been really killing it a lot. No disqualification, no DQ or something like that match that they had, power bombing him on the steps and stuff, man, that was an awesome match. So.
And I don't even know who Mustafa Ali is, but Buddy Murphy is banging Alexa Bliss. And for that reason and that reason alone, I am picking Buddy Murphy. Moving on to the next one, we've got the Women's Survivor Series elimination match. And this is going to be Mickie James, Nia Jax, Tamina, Natalya, and Ruby Riott with Captain Alexa Bliss. Who will not be in the match, by the way. She's just going to be leading the way outside the ring. Versus Carmella, Naomi, Sonya Deville, Asuka, and to be announced as team captain, Joe Bates, Women's Survivor Series elimination.
I think it's going to be Raw because SmackDown Women came over there to beat them up, so Raw will get the happening over there, and it'll be 1-1 so far, Raw SmackDown. So I think Raw's going to win this one. And I think it's going to be like Tamina or Nia Jax getting the final pin. Maybe Tamina. And I will enjoy it.
Batman. Women's Survivor Series elimination.
I think Raw's going to take it. I don't know who's going to win. I haven't really chosen who, but I think Raw's going to take it.
I think it'd probably be Nia Jax, man. She just to add to that, just to add to that fist, that iron fist that she has now. I think it would be. I'm going to pick Raw, and I'm going to say Nia Jax takes the pin. Christian from Philly.
Before I say which team will win, I'm going to say who's going to be the final participant. I think Nikki Cross is going to be the final member for SmackDown because she just debuted, and it would be an awesome moment if she was picked to be the final woman for SmackDown. But the winning team is going to be Raw, and I think Nia Jax and Tamina are going to be the last two remaining wrestlers for Team Raw.
Huh. So both of them at the same time will be the last wrestlers in there, and they'll win. I see what you're saying. Team Raw, okay. Let's see here. The next match is the men's Survivor Series elimination match. And this is Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Finn Balor, and Bobby Lashley with your captain, Baron Corbin, versus Shane O'Mac, Rey Mysterio, Samoa Joe, Jeff Hardy, and The Miz, who is the captain. Joe Bates.
Yeah, Braun Strowman and Drew McIntyre, it's going to be Raw. I know they'll probably butt heads, and they'll probably go at each other, but I still think that whoever stays between the two of them is going to end up winning the elimination. Probably Drew McIntyre, so he can have some sort of – I think Drew McIntyre is next to fight Brock Lesnar, is my guess. So I think Drew McIntyre wins this for Raw.
Ooh. Drew Mac. Batman?
Men's I'm going to have to go with Raw.
Elimination.
I'm going to have to go with Raw. And I agree with Joe. I do see Drew McIntyre because of the way they've been pushing him. But I feel like it's going to be Braun Strowman because even though they have been kind of screwing him over lately on his push, I feel like this would be a good opportunity to put him back on there, you know, to give him back that dominance that he needs.
Christian
at least
from
something
Philly.
Like this. So.
I think it's going to be Team Blue that wins it because I think that The Miz is going to be the sole survivor. And I just see Baron Corbin just fucking screwing Braun Strowman over and getting him eliminated. And it's going to be down to Dolph and Miz, and Miz wins it for Team Blue.
Oh, shit. Man, that's a bold call. But I'm going to pick Raw. And since you guys are doing this, I didn't ask you guys to do this, but since you guys did, I'm going to do it too. And I'm going to say that Braun Strowman, I'm going to agree with, man, although that Drew McIntyre, though, shit, man, that's a tough one. I'm going to say they're going to give this one to Drew because Braun Strowman always gets everything. And you know what? Why not Drew? It's not like it really means anything. You know what I mean? But this will give Drew something to beef with Braun about even. So, yeah, I'm going to say Drew McIntyre. All right. Moving right along. This will be the Raw versus SmackDown. Raw Tag Team Champions, the Authors of Pain, versus SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Bar. Joe Bates.
There's a lot of weird matchups in this Survivor Series. That
yeah,
like heel face to face. I don't really understand, but I mean, maybe this is when they give the no. This is Authors of Pain. Authors of Pain can't take a loss. They were handed the tag team titles, and then they're
yeah.
I think Authors of Pain are gonna win this.
Yeah, that's a good thinking there. Batman, Authors of Pain or The Bar?
I think Authors of Pain. Because The Bar, they kind of just put him back just to put him back. Or just bring him back just to bring him back. They haven't really done anything since they came back, except for the Big Show thing, which is, to me, honestly,
uh-huh.
kind of confusing. But I guess I'll just go with it. And AOP, yeah, Joe said, they said, not that they just handed it to them, but I wasn't expecting for them to be the champions. So I think they're just going to keep running with that. So AOP.
AOP. Let's go to CFP. And what's your pick, AOP?
I think AOP is going to win, but by DQ, because I think Drake Maverick is going to provoke Big Show so much that he's going to make Big Show make The Bar lose by a DQ.
Just
to make all
the other
guys,
team is going to get DQ. So The Bar is going to get DQ.
Yeah, they're going to lose by DQ, and AOP wins. Just to make all four men look good. Because you can't have the SmackDown champions lose by a pin. And you can't make the new Raw Tag Team Champions win by a pin So the best scenario is to have a DQ win. AOP wins by DQ.
Interesting. DQ because the bar lost by DQ. Yeah, okay, I got you. All right. That has been duly noted. And I'm going to pick AOP as well. I just don't think you can hand them the titles, which they did, 2 weeks ago, and then turn around and freaking, you know, have a loss. You can't do it, man. You can't do it. And if they do, shame on them. Shame on them. But let's move on to the Raw versus SmackDown WWE U.S. Champion Shinsuke Nakamura versus WWE Intercontinental Champion Seth freaking Rollins. The man? Seth Rollins? Or Shinsuke? The rock star, Nakamura, Joe Bates.
I think this is the easiest match to predict next to the Office of Pain one. Shinsuke wins because Dean Ambrose fucks over Seth Rollins. It's obviously what's going to happen. Dean Ambrose is not on the card. He's got nothing to do. He's going to come fuck over. Then Shinsuke wins again because of another person's storyline. Shinsuke's gimmick right now is winning because of somebody else's storyline.
Right? Every win Shinsuke has is one of them weird wins where somebody is interfering for him or something like that. So, yeah, why would that not continue? Batman? Shinsuke?
Shinsuke has been having a vacation of a lifetime. He's just been going in there and just going through the motion, and then that's it. I mean, and not only that, he's a champion at that. So you know his paycheck is still there. You know what I mean? He's been having it really easy. And you know what? I don't blame the guy. Hey, you know what? Fuck it. Who's not gonna want a little gimmick like that for a little bit? You know, he can rest easy for a little bit. But at the same time.
Right.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Like, there's times I forget that he's a U.S. title. There's times I forget he's even there. I agree. I totally agree with both of y'all. Every time he wins, it's got to be because some weird thing that's happened. It's never – hasn't even been a clean win in a while. I agree with Joe. I go with him too. Dean – Shinsuke is going to win only because Dean's going to interfere with the Seth Rollins thing. I mean, it only makes sense for him to interfere.
Christian,
you know, I don't see that match. I don't see that match going the whole way through without an interference at all.
Dean Ambrose comes in, interferes, and Shinsuke wins.
No, I think Dean's gonna interfere, but it's gonna be Seth wins by DQ.
Oh shit!
I was gonna come up with the fifth man.
Let's just say that Seth is going at a frog splash or a phoenix splash or something, and Ambrose comes out of nowhere and throws him out of the ring. That's a DQ. He wins by DQ.
I like that thought. I do like that thought, but I don't think they're going to do that. I'm going to say Shinsuke, which Dean Ambrose coming out and costing Seth Rollins the match. Shinsuke crawls up the ramp with his title. And then Dean Ambrose goes to work on Seth Rollins. That sounds good to me.
Oh, but they've done that before in Shinsuke's matches. Remember Randy Orton? Whenever Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke?
Yeah.
Jeff was going to hit the Swanton Bomb, and Randy Orton came out of nowhere and pushed Hardy out of the ring?
That is true. Disqualification. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah.
I am sticking with Shinsuke on that, though. But I do have you down for Seth Rollins. Via DQ. Let's see. Moving on. Well, shit, man. We're almost done here, guys. We've got the Raw versus SmackDown WWE Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey versus the Queen, Charlotte. Headliner Joe Bates. Ronda Rousey or the Queen, Charlotte?
Ronda Rousey. I mean, you can't put Charlotte in last second. The only way, you know what? No, I take that back. I can't believe I replaced her. I'm taking it back. I think Charlotte Flair wins because Nia Jax disrupts the match.
Ooh.
Actually, no, I take it back again. I don't know. I have no idea. I, I'm not going to like however they do it, but I'm stating Ronda Rousey wins this match now. Ronda Rousey wins. It's kind of a dumb match.
Nope. Ronda Rousey wins. Batman, Ronda Rousey or Charlotte?
Jesus, I'm a musician, so I get a song for like every other moment. And Jill Bates, the whole time you were just going back and forth, back and forth. The song that came in my head was "Make Up Your Mind." You know who I'm talking about? Damn, I can't remember
Cody.
The fucking name now.
This side,
yeah,
walk with me.
Yeah. So the whole time he was like, "No wait, I take that back. No wait, I take that back. No wait, I take that back." I was like, "God damn it!" No, I can see Ronda winning, but I can also see her losing only because of what just happened recently. So I see her losing only if, like, Nia or even Becky get involved, because she's not cleared for a match, but doesn't mean she can't get involved. You know what I mean? So she could have chosen. I could see her choosing Charlotte and then just going back and being like, I may have chosen her, but doesn't mean I want her to win. You know, just to keep the heel thing going on or whatever. So I could see that happening, but I'm just going to go with Ronda, just because that's the easier pick, I guess. But I would like to see
Ronda.
I want to see her get a loss already.
Let's go to Christian from Philly. Ronda Rousey or Charlotte?
You know, I'm going to still go to my prediction from Fallout, even though it's different circumstances. I'm still going to say it's going to be a no contest, a no finish, no contest, because you can't have Charlotte lose 3 pay-per-views in a row, and you can't have Ronda Rousey lose to a pay-per-view that really doesn't mean anything, and she's champion. So I'm going to still say no contest, even though it's different circumstances.
Well, I wish I could remember what I called on Fallout.
You also said no contest.
I did, huh? Well, I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Charlotte on this, and because Joe Bates painted a good picture for me, man, and to continue the heat, this is how I say it's gonna happen. To continue the heat on Nia Jax, she goes out there and causes Charlotte to win by knocking the shit out of Ronda Rousey. Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm going to go with Charlotte on that, and that's going to continue the heat with Nia Jax because, you know, I mean, shit, they already fucked up. She fucked up. She owned up to it, I'm sure. You know, why not get some more heat on her? Heel heat, at least, you know. Shit, she's got to improve her game, though. I mean, come on. A couple more questions real fast, guys. Oh, wait. Shit, we got the final match. The final match. Joe Bates, Brock Lesnar, or Daniel Bryan, Raw versus SmackDown? Title's not on the line.
You know, I'm going with Daniel Bryan. I think that is the way you do a twist to this pay-per-view. I think Daniel Bryan wins, and it's not going to be via pin. I can tell you that much. It's going to be there's not going to be a lot of moves. There's not going to be a lot of moves at all. I think something like maybe a ring count out. He gets Brock Lesnar stuck, so he gets counted out of the ring, and Daniel Bryan wins that way. It'll make Daniel Bryan look like a heel without Brock Lesnar looking weak.
Oh, but Bryan wins.
Yes.
Batman. Bryan or Lesnar?
Okay, there we go. I think Bryan's gonna win, to be honest with you. I think they've been hoping for this match for a while. Regardless of even Vince, I think has been wanting this match for a while. I think he just wants this match so that Brock can beat the shit out of Bryan. But he does, regardless of whether we agree with it or not, he does listen to the people. So I can actually see Daniel Bryan winning this.
Christian from Philly, Bryan or Lesnar?
I can see Bryan winning, but by DQ, because AJ's going to ruin the match. Like, Bryan's going to go for the knee, but AJ Styles comes out of nowhere and attacks Bryan.
So, DQ?
Yeah.
So who wins by DQ?
Brian. Brian wins because AJ Styles attacks him.
Brian wins via DQ. All right. I, too, am going to say that Brian wins. You know, I had been calling for another beatdown a la Orton, the way Lesnar did Orton at SummerSlam a couple of years ago. Beat the shit out of him, left him laying there for dead. I would love to see him do that to Brian. We've got two heels here, but I don't think so, man. I think Brian's going to find a way, and I think he's going to win. I think he's going to, in a freaking shocker, and would they do that to Lesnar? He would do it, and he would do it for the fucking money, too. In a shocker, I'm going to say Brian taps out fucking Lesnar. Oh, oh my God. That would be great if it happened, but I doubt it. Last match, Joe Bates, which match will be the last match? Will it be the women's, or will it be the champions, or the champions?
Lesnar, Dana, Brian. Not even a question.
Lesnar. Batman. Last match.
I think it's going to be the men's.
Lesnar? Christian?
Yeah, the Lesnar, Brian.
No, it's going to be the five-man match. That's going to be the main event.
Get the fuck out of here. Really? The traditional?
It's always the main event.
Ah, man, I could see that, too, with freaking King Neckbeard. Braun Strowman.
It's always the main event.
Standing
tall. Yeah, it's
tall.
Always the main event.
So Survivor Series elimination.
Yeah.
I am going to go also with Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan. How could that not be the main event? Holy shit, it has to be. If it's not, I'm going to fucking riot. Well, maybe not. But
that's
I might talk shit about it online a little bit. But yeah, I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar on that. What about the opening match?
What?
Joe Bates.
Oh, the opening match should be the tag team Survivor Series.
Wait, that's the kickoff. I'm talking about the opening after that.
Oh, that's already agreed to be the kickoff? Well,
yeah, that's what it's, yeah.
I bet it's, that's a good question.
Maybe the Cruiserweight?
No, unbeknownst, you can't open with a Cruiserweight because people don't know what that is. I don't like it because I'm under disqualification, but I think Seth Rollins or Shinsuke will be the opening match.
Ooh, that's a good call, man. Yeah, that is a good call because, you know, in show business, you start out fast and you finish heavy. You know, you start out fucking hardcore and you finish out even harder. And that's a great way to freaking start that match, man. I'm going to have to agree with that. Seth and Shinsuke in a great barn burner of a match. You got to get them hot, man. You got to get them hot from the get-go. Batman, who do you think?
Hello? Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Can you repeat the question again? Who do you think?
Yeah,
what?
This would be for the opening match.
Okay.
It's been established that the 10-on-10 is the kickoff, so the opening match to the pay-per-view.
Okay. I would say the U.S. title, just because of the run-in.
Yeah.
If you're going to put that, yeah, because of the run-in, you know, so you're going to start it off with that, and then you're going to end it in, you're going to end it up I would say it would be a Daniel Bryan, the Daniel Bryan and the Brock Lesnar, because I think that would be the best way to do it. It started off with a run-in and end it with a run-in. Because I have a feeling
started
Daniel Bryan is going to win, but now going back, I feel like he's going to win, but with a run-in. Somebody's going to come in and ruin something for him or something like that. Well, not ruin
for
it for
sure
him, but
Philly.
Be the reason why he wins.
I would love to agree that Seth and Nakamura would open the show, but I could see them opening the show with a women's elimination match.
Yeah.
Women's. I can't, too. I struggled with that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then because Batman and headliner Joe Bates have the same freaking answer on every fucking question, I am going to do
You know what
one
we do?
More.
Because this time we do.
I guess. Because I'm looking at it right now.
We got to do a tiebreaker here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let me think.
How
what's
about
a good, what,
the
what,
length of the last match?
Well, what about NXT? What's the is it? Who is the NXT match? Is it Ciampa versus Aleister Black?
No, there is no NXT
what?
Match. Not on the card I have. There's the Cruiserweight.
The Cruiserweight.
No. Saturday, a takeover.
Oh, okay. Let me see then. Oh, yeah, that's a great.
Tommaso Ciampa versus Valentin Dream.
I'm going
Valentin Dream versus who?
Tommaso Ciampa for the NXT World Championship.
All right, who are you taking, Batman, in that?
I'm going for Ciampa. I don't see Velveteen winning yet.
I'm going Velveteen Dream. There's your tiebreaker. Velveteen.
Oh, shit.
If he dies, he dies.
There it is. Should we need the tiebreaker, we're going to go to NXT.
I think Ciampa moves up to the WWE roster pretty soon, I think.
Yeah,
that is true, and he's going to be great.
Yeah.
I already have
I think he's
going to
get there before Gargano, actually.
Say what?
I think Ciampa's going to go there before Gargano. And I used to think
yeah,
it was the other way around. But Ciampa's just been, when it comes to heel, he's just been killing it. And I want to see that heel character. They better not change it either. That heel character, I think that heel character would really translate really well in the main roster if they keep him with that character. Neither brands neither brands have a decent straight heel. They need one, and Ciampa would be perfect. And I think Ciampa would be better in SmackDown than Raw.
I think Ciampa wins, but by a low blow.
Ciampa. Ooh.
With a low blow.
And I, too, am going with Velveteen Dream because it's his time, I think. So we shall see how that goes. All right. That's the tiebreaker, man. The final tiebreaker, I reckon, if we need it. Let's get our goodbyes from everybody. We're actually finished on time. Interesting. all right. Let's go to Joe Bates for his final goodbyes. Thank you very much for being here, by the way. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the podcast. I'm having a lot of fun. Friday, you can listen to reruns of Thank You Very Much. I promise we'll be back next year. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Joe Bates Comedy. You could just friend me on Facebook, too. You can just do that. I'm looking for friends. I'm a lonely boy. and outside that, I'm on my way to go do a show at a brewery, so... Thank you so much.
Nice.
Take care, and you know, just keep learning about each other and stuff. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, headliner Joe Bates. Batman, close yourself out, my friend. And by the way, thank you very much for being here. I've got all your picks recorded, and we shall see next week who was right all along. And you can close yourself out now.
Oh, okay, there we go. I was waiting for you, man. I didn't want to interrupt. I do that a lot. Well, I'd like to say, in a world where Radio Renegade rules the radio waves, Christian from Philly and Batman come together and dominate the podcast world. Radio Renegades. You can catch us on Saturday night, 7 to 10. I started messing up there. Man, you can catch us on Radio Renegades. you can catch Batman and Christian from Philly. You can catch us on Saturdays, man, 7 to 9 Central Time. I'm not sure on the Eastern and all that. I know my time. We talk about everything there is to talk about. Our segments include what if moments, what the fuck moments, and just straight wrestling, just wrestling talk, man. So again, if you're curious about what would have happened when this guy and this guy and this guy would have done, or what the hell happened there, and you just want to talk about it, or just even listen, just have us nonchalantly just spitting shit to each other, shooting the shit, you can catch us there on Radio Renegades, man.
Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Batman and the History. Christian, close yourself out, my brother.
Well, you heard Batman. Look at us at 8 o'clock sharp at Radio Renegades. Nikki Cross is probably going to be the final member for Team SmackDown, the women's team, or it's going to be Mandy Rose. And sad news is probably Alexa Bliss might retire. That's in the news. There's rumors that she's going to retire from wrestling. But we'll see
no.
in the coming week. Yeah, that's rumors, bro. I'm sorry to say that. But I'll see you on Saturday at 8 p.m. See you later, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for and I would like to thank you very much for listening. I am Internet Radio Zone, Minister of Sinister, and this is Fatal 4-Way Radio right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Tomorrow, tune in to Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates, and Saturday, also tune in to Christian and Batman, and Sunday night, don't forget, there will not be an episode of The Greatest Talk Show. However, you can go back and listen to this week's and last week's very interesting stuff right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be sure and do that. Again, I am Internet Radio Zone, Minister of Sinister, reminding you to keep it real, keep it heal, and as always, keep it sexy. And we'll see you next time right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.